As Hashem Mizbech, we begin Perek Shneim Asa, the 12th chapter in the Ramban Sechas Shkagas, in the laws of erroneous sins in the Sefer Kabbanis, in the book of private sacrifices. Where this Perek Shneim discusses regarding what happens if the Bezna HaGadol, the Sanhedrin HaGadol, the great court, if they make a mistake in their ruling for the Jewish people as a whole, what the halachic status is going to be. As Ramban begins Halacha Alf regarding this mistake of the Bezna HaGadol in their ruling. Anything which we spoke about in the beginning of these halachas of shkagas, that if someone would by mistake commit this sin, he'd be liable for a permanent chatas, so not an ashram and not a, let's say, a chatas that's a carbon of the yard, as we spoke about, but rather it's a permanent, it has to be this carbon. So if the great court of the Jewish people made a mistake in their ruling, and they ruled to permit that sin, the shaguham by rasam, and the people made a mistake in the court's rulings. Meaning, va'aso am, because the people did, and they relied on the ruling of the Sanhedrin. And then it was became aware to the courts that they had made a mistake. So actually, the court is who is liable to bring a carbon chatas for their mistaken ruling. Even though they didn't even do any action based on their ruling. Because we don't pay attention regarding the action of the court itself, whether they committed the sin or they didn't. This halach is based on their ruling. That's the only criterion. And the rest of the people are exempt from a sacrifice. Even though they're the ones who committed it, because they were relying and dependent on the court. What is the sacrifice that's brought for this mistake of the courts? If their mistake was that they made a erroneous ruling regarding idolatry, so mavin parlo oila, they bring a bull as a burnt sacrifice, the sar and the he-goat lachatas as a sin offering, mikol shevet v'shevet, from every one of the tribes. Carbon zehu ame be'pasha shlach lecha, this carbon is mentioned in pasha shlach, shnem like it says in pasuk in Bamidbar, v'hoye, and it's going to be in me'ene ha'eda nesed l'shkoga, that if from the eyes of the people where this was done as a mistake, which me'piyash mu'lamda, from tradition they learned, that pasuk is talking about a mistake regarding idolatry, because it says over there, and what mitzvah is equivalent of all the mitzvahs to say that it's kol hamitzvahs is the idolatry. Now, if it's regarding all the other b'chiva karas, that they would be liable if they did it by mistake of permanent chatzas, that the courts made a mistake and they made a ruling regarding that it was permitted. Then maybe kol shevet v'shevet, then every single tribe brings a different carbon. They bring a par chatas. They bring a bull as a sin offering. That's the carbon for all other averus of krisis. But zeh amav v'parshav yikra, this is what it says in parshav yikra. Shemek, it says in the pasuk, v'im kol adas yisol yishko, and if all of the assembly of the Jewish people are going to make a mistake, which are the courts, it comes out that you learn so if the courts made a mistake regarding the ruling of idolatry, so then the whole Jewish people bring they bring 12 bulls as burnt sacrifices and 12 he-goats as sin offerings, and they're burnt because their bloods are brought inside the heichal and sprayed over there, and they're what's called the he-goats of idolatry. And if they made a mistake regarding other mitzvahs, then they bring 12 bulls as sin offerings, and behind the sofas they're also burnt, because their blood is also sprayed in the heichal itself. And each one of these bulls are called parhelim davar shel tzibur, the bull of the lapse of the thing of the tzibur, because the courts had a lapse in their understanding of this halacha. Shlomak says in the pasuk, v'krivu hakol, that the people, they will sacrifice, what's in the plural, v'krivu, kol v'kol, every single kila. And because v'chol shevet v'shevet, kar v'kol, every single tribe is called a kihila, and therefore every single tribe has to bring a carbon. Shlomak says in the pasuk, v'yamim, v'yamid yashafet b'kal Yehuda, the yashafet stood in the kihila of Yehuda, which you see, even though it's one or two tribes, it's considered a kihila. And this is Bain Shasu Kol Yisrael Shabbat Eretz Yisrael Api Bezn Shahiru. Whether if all of the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael, which that's a criterion as we'll see later on, that they do it based on the court's ruling, so that whether it's all of the Jewish people, or Bain Shasu Rav Yisrael, whether if it's just the majority of the Jewish people, even though it's the minority of the numbers of the tribes, because depending on how much each tribe has in population, that's possible. Or even if it's the majority of the tribes, even though they're the minority of the Jewish people, either one of these is sufficient. The Mavin Kaminin Kol HaShvatim, they're going to have to bring like the number of all the tribes, Par L'Chol Shevet V'Shevet, a bull for every single tribe. But by this, regarding idolatry, is Par V'Sar L'Chol Shevet V'Shevet, a bull and a hegor for every single tribe. And the reason is Shaf Eilu, because even these tribes, Shalaychot, that didn't sin, Mavin, they have to bring a carbon Al-Yedei HaChaitim through the sinners. In other words, they're also considered, as long as there was a majority of either in the quantity of the Jewish people or of that of the tribes, they're also considered part of that group, and therefore they are liable in the carbon because of them. And the fellow also shaved Echad Bavad, even if only one tribe committed a sin, but Pureva called, but they're the majority, such a huge tribe, they're more than all the other ones put together, the majority of the Jewish people. And they call it Tzibbe Mavin, Shnei Masaparim. So all of the Jewish people have to bring 12 bulls, Bavad Zara, and regarding idolatry, Shnei Masaparim, Shnei Asasirim, 12 bulls and 12 he-goats. Now, Halacha Beis qualifies that this halacha does not apply for the halacha of Ashem Tali. Because Bezen Shin is stopping them. Let's say the courts, they're in doubt. Im Shagu Bayuda, did they make a mistake in their ruling? Or Lo Shagu, they did not make a mistake in their ruling? For example, let's say there are two pieces. One was Chaylev and one was Shuman. One was Kosher, one was not. And they permitted one of them and they don't know which one they permitted. So, Einam Chayavim Ashem Tali, they're not going to be liable for the Ashem Tali, which generally is when you're not sure if you commit a sin. Because Shinem, it says in the passing of Yikra, the Noida Hachatas. They will know their sin, which is Asher Tifod. It's only if you know the Achkach is Chayav B'Karbon, only then will they be liable in Karbon, like we can explain later on, Perek Yudah Halacha Hey. And here, since they didn't know, so they're not going to be Chayav for the Par Helm Dabir Shal Tzibur. Now, Raman continues regarding the stipulations which would be necessary to hold the courts liable for a Karbon. So, when we say this, Shebezin Chayavin, that the courts are out liable, the Elo Eizim Apim, Petrim, the Karbon, those who did it based on what the court's ruling was, they're actually exempt from the Karbon. So, there's a specific criterion. Has to be Kushalhayu HaMayim, that the ones who were giving this ruling was the Bezin HaGadol Shoshim Me'echa, was the great court of 71 judges that were in the Lishkas HaGazes. The Yerush Yeshiva has to be that the Mufla Shabbos Anejin, the head of that Yeshiva, has to be Imam Baro, he has to be part of that ruling. The Yukulim Rum La'iro, it also has to be that all the Sanhedrin members are fit for being ruling members of the Sanhedrin. And the Yituchulim Urubam B'davar Zeh Shehu Dubai has to be that all, or at least the majority of the Sanhedrin, had made a mistake regarding this ruling. The Yeru B'Feirish, and has to be that they also ruled explicitly B'Yamul Amen. They said to the people, Mutam Atem Lasis, you're permitted to do this. And B'Chin Elu Shoshama Mepipes, and also those who heard from the courts, Imam Lachem, they tell others, Mutam Atem Lasis, you're permitted to do this. And then V'Yasu Kola Kola Urubam, then all, or at least the majority of the Jewish people, commit this sin based on their ruling, and moreover, you isim sheig mapim has to be that those who are doing it by mistake based on the ruling of the courts. Umedam shadav shariba, and they think, they imagine that the thing that the ruling came down was kadosar, was that's from Sanhedrin, that they had ruled according to the law. Moreover, the yeri levatal miktas or the kai miktas has to be that the ruling was to nullify part of the halacha and to fulfill part of it, meaning this is their mistake. But not that they had uprooted a whole halacha, a whole mitzvah itself. Moreover, and when they find out, they have to know about the actual thing that they ruled about, what they had done by mistake wrong. If you have all these different situations, that's when the courts are liable for carbon. But the ones who did it based on them is exempt. But if you're missing any one of these variables, then the court is exempt from the carbon, and therefore, if anyone made a mistake and did based on their ruling, maybe he'll have to bring a regular karma chattas for his mistake, for the sin that he committed.